There is a false teaching today that the church can live like the world and still go to heaven.
Paul tells us in Romans 12, 2, that the people of God are not to be aligned with this world or mimic its lifestyles or social trends, but to be transformed by renewing the mind. Welcome to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, as she continues her teaching on blind spots that are easy to overlook, but fatal if we are not paying attention.
I had a conversation with someone regarding these verses recently. I told them that this is proof that serving God will cost us relationships. Verse 14 says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship does righteousness have with lawlessness? We must separate ourselves from dangerous relationships as we run the risk of distancing ourselves from Christ." The current problem with the church is that scripture like this has become a blind spot to modern day Christians. We look at Christianity as inclusive, and that if we are not friends with them, then who will show them the love of Christ? The friendships and relationships that we cannot say no to will become our downfall. We are not acknowledging the truth of God's word in cases like this, and the word of God becomes a blind spot. Because we refuse to acknowledge the truth, then we move into disobedience, and disobedience separates us from God. What we don't realize is this: we will be judged by God for our disobedience. When we willfully disregard the truth, that is willful sin. In Hebrews 10 and 26, the Bible says, "For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins." What God impressed upon me in my own life is that when God has spoken to me about a particular situation, I acknowledged the truth about it, but did not act on the truth. When we act on what we believe is true obedience, I can believe in Jesus all day long, but until I ask him for forgiveness, that is when I am saved. There is a particular situation that the Lord has been dealing with me, and in my mind, I know the truth. For my slowness to act, the Lord convicted me to the point of tears. He showed that that is still disobedience. But I know that some of you are saying, "I know the Bible is a blind spot because it is hard to understand." I hear a lot of Christians saying this. I also hear that I don't have the time to put into studying. I want to get back to blind spots when you are driving a car. The fact that when you are driving and you don't turn to look into the mirror, or the fact that you can't see the car in the blind spot, does not mean that the car is not there. Also, if a crash happens and a car is there, you're still liable for changing lanes and crashing into the car, even though you did not see the car in the blind spot. It also does not mean that because you did not see the car that you will not crash into it. The same applies to the Word of God. The Bible is the ultimate source of truth that we have in this life. It has been made freely available and has sold the most copies of any book ever published. The fact that you don't read it or that you don't understand it doesn't negate the fact that it is the absolute truth. The Bible says in Genesis that even the creation reveals that there is a God, and we know that the Word of God will go out and will not return back void. It will accomplish its purpose. I encourage you to seek the face of God and read the Word of God. The Word of God is living, and the Holy Spirit will bring all things to our remembrance. This nation is at the point of needing to be force-fed the Word of God because of severe anorexia and malnourishment. Getting back to blind spots and safety. On my car, there is a blind spot monitor on the side view mirror. When a car is detected in the blind spot, the light will illuminate to cue to me to turn around and to look before attempting to change lanes. These are safety measures designed by car makers to reduce the number of accidents related to blind spots. The light is a warning of potential danger. Truth Matters has been created to be a warning signal for the blind spots in this nation and the church. We are warning you today that Christ is coming again, not as a sacrificial lamb, but as a righteous king. We are running out of time. Now is the time. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 says, "Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Let us be moved to obedience by acknowledging our need for a Savior and putting our faith and hope in the one true God who can give us eternal life and everlasting peace.
Our lives can be changed when we allow the Holy Spirit to work from the inside out to break our hard hearts that blinds and corrupts the mind. It is through this process that we become more like Jesus and less like the world. If you need spiritual help, Dr. Davis is available. You can reach her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or connect with her on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a production of The Truth Project.